The newest edition of The Economist magazine tries to give its readers a sense of what's going on in America today. The British publication's special report is an effort to explain the growing divide between Europe and the United States since the September 11th terrorist attacks. John Parker is the report's author. He says Bush administration policies, explained by some as arrogant or unilateral, merely reflect deep-rooted American values. Those values, Parker says, are tied to a concept he calls American exceptionalism.
For me, the heart of American exceptionalism lies in three distinctive public attitudes. Americans are more patriotic than most people. There was a Pew poll out last week. It found that 91% of Americans said they were very patriotic. Americans are much more religious than most countries. Half of Americans go to church. And the really interesting part of this for me is that about 70 or 80% say that you have to believe in God to be a moral person. I think in Europe, almost nobody would believe that. And the third is a sort of social attitude. Americans are more individualistic and Europeans are more collective.
Well, your comparison is with Europe, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, is the United States more religious than Iran?
No, it's not. That's an absolutely fair point. But here's a respect in which I think America is genuinely different from any other country. It shares some qualities with developing countries like Iran, but there are a whole lot of opinions which America shares with Europe. It tends to treat outsiders well. Americans think that, you know, women have equal rights with men. Those are all characteristics that it shares in common with Europe and not with most developing countries. That combination makes America stand out.
What was the effect of September 11th on this model?
I think it briefly pushed up America's religiosity and its patriotism. There was a sort of a spike in those two things. But it was only a spike, and it soon fell back to previous levels, which, as I said, were very high. I think about it like a bolt of lightning. It sort of illuminated the landscape very briefly and very brilliantly. Even if it didn't change it, it reminded people of what was really important about America, what was basic to their understanding of their country.
Is this a bad thing, this exceptionalism? Is this where unilateralism comes from?
Yes, I think that unilateralism is rooted in this sense that America is a model for the rest of the world, at least among in old Europe. Most people, I think, regard America as almost essentially going completely mad. They've suddenly woken up to the notion that America is radically different from us. And therefore, they tend to think that the administration is what's sort of gone mad about America. That it's run by a Texan cowboy, that it's unilateralist, that it pays no attention to the rest of the world, that it's tearing up international treaties left, right, and centre. I think it reflects a difficulty that Europeans are having in coming to terms with essentially the end of the Cold War period in which America and Europe were stuck very closely together. Suddenly we're waking up to a world in which we no longer face the same threat from the Soviet Union, in which our economies are no longer growing closely together. And so we suddenly think, oh my goodness, there's something going wrong here. We've got a very weird administration, so it's all the administration's fault. But I think that that really reflects an improper understanding of the roots of the administration's characteristics deep in American history.
John Parker is a writer for The Economist magazine.